Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne.
Every serious student of Scripture knows that God required the Jewish males to be circumcised. However, circumcision began among God's people long before the Jewish nation was formed. According to the book of Genesis, the Lord instructed Abraham, "You shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he who is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations, he that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not your seed. He who is born in your house, and he who is bought with your money, must needs be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child, whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." And Abraham took Ishmael his son, and all that were born in his house, and all that were bought with his money, every male among the men of Abraham's house, and circumcised the flesh of their foreskin in the selfsame day, as God had said unto him. Genesis 17:11-14, and 23. Have you ever thought how insignificant God's demands on Abraham seem to modern men? Circumcision is such a simple procedure and appears to mean very little to many of us. But did you take notice of what the Lord said about those who were not circumcised? "That soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Genesis 17:14. Modern men may not understand the significance of circumcision, but the Jews under the Mosaic covenant did. Does that fact provide some insight into our need to do what God says do in the way he says do it? Circumcision as a religious rite ceased with the establishment of the new covenant. The apostles met in Jerusalem to discuss the relationship of the Mosaic covenant to the gospel of Christ. There were certain men who came down from Judea who taught the brethren, "Except you be circumcised after the manner of Moses, you cannot be saved." Acts 15:1. The apostles strongly rejected that teaching. They knew and taught that the old covenant had been removed and the new covenant established. Later, the author of Hebrews would write, "He takes away the first, that he may establish the second, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all." Hebrews 10:9-10. Paul teaches very forcefully in his epistles that circumcision means absolutely nothing in the Christian era. Paul asks, "Is any man called being circumcised? Let him not be uncircumcised. Is any called in uncircumcision? Let him not be circumcised. Circumcision is nothing, and uncircumcision is nothing, but keeping the commandments of God is." 1 Corinthians 7:18-19. The churches in Galatia were being troubled by some who were trying to combine the Mosaic covenant with the gospel. Paul explained, "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith that works by love." Galatians 5:6. "For in Christ Jesus neither circumcision avails anything, nor uncircumcision, but a new creature." Galatians 6:15. While circumcision of the flesh is no longer binding on anyone, there is a kind of circumcision that is binding on everyone. Moses commanded the Israelite people, "Circumcise the foreskin of your heart, and be no more stiff-necked." Deuteronomy 10:16. Paul told the Roman Christians, "For he is not a Jew who is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew who is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God." Romans 2:28-29. Thank you, and may God bless you.